Welcome to our Oracle Database podcast. I'm Willie Hardy, and joining us today is time-served Oracle ACE director and author Charles Kim. Charles, first of all, congratulations on becoming an Oracle ACE director. That's a great achievement.
Thanks, Willie.
Now, Charles, you co-authored the Oracle DataGuard 11G handbook. Who's the target audience for your book?
The target audience of our book is E for Everyone. Whether you are new to DataGuard or have years of experience with DataGuard, this book is for you. For the newbies, we wanted to make sure that we set a solid foundation to implement DataGuard correctly using industry best practices. And there's a lot of meat for DataGuard veterans, too, especially those who haven't kept up with the latest features and releases. We really wanted to share the latest and greatest techniques that are available to optimally set up a DataGuard environment. And because of this, we decided to line up a cast of all-stars to author this book.
In fact, you co-authored the Oracle DataGuard 11G handbook with some of my colleagues here at Oracle.
Yes, I had the great privilege of writing this DataGuard handbook with some of Oracle's best engineers. This book would not have been possible without their combined contributions, and we spent many nights collaborating on the content. When I think of DataGuard, I always think of the dynamic duo, Larry Carpenter and Joe Meeks. They are the authoritative figures for DataGuard, and both of them are from Oracle's high availability product management group. We also solicited input from Joydip Kundu, the Director of Development for Logical Standby, Mike Smith, a principal member of Oracle's MAA group, and Neaton Van Gerlicher from Oracle's RackPack. Lastly, we wanted to make sure that we had representation from experts to provide real-life experiences. So we asked Bill Burke, the Technical Director from Oracle's System Performance and Architecture Consulting Practice, and Sonia Carruthers, a senior DBA at PDX Corporation, to join us. Sonia was the one who taught me physical standby database architecture back in the Oracle 7 days.
So this really is an excellent example of collaboration between Oracle's product experts and your hands-on experience at the coalface. But Charles, why a handbook? Why not use standard documentation?
I hate to use colloquialisms, but we wanted this book to be a collective brain dump of knowledge by experts on DataGuard. We wanted this material to be concise and, most importantly, to be a single authoritative reference. Our code examples are written in a cookbook format so that the readers can use this book as a single source of information to successfully implement DataGuard. Plus, we snuck in some tidbits here and there that are not available anywhere else. And we'd really go the extra mile. We show readers how to create standby databases with grid control. There are examples on how to use a duplicate database command to create a physical standby. And we go over all the pertinent init.org parameters. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We have chapters dedicated to monitoring, troubleshooting, switchover and failure, backup and recovery consideration, and much more. In effect, we wanted this handbook to be the industry best practice user's guide.
Now, as an Oracle ACE director, you have a lot of experience implementing highly available database systems. So why, in your opinion, should organizations consider DataGuard in the first place?
As everyone knows, DataGuard is Oracle's solution for disaster recovery. But there are other reasons why a company should consider DataGuard. First, databases are replicated in real time. An active DataGuard or logical standby can be used for reporting purposes. Second, standby databases can be used for rolling upgrades. Thirdly, snapshot standbys mean that we can use our standby databases for testing purposes. And here's one that many don't think of. You can use DataGuard to migrate your database from file systems to ASM and even to RAC. Initially, Oracle started out with read-only reporting physical standby, where we opened the database in read-only mode, and replication stopped as soon as we opened the database. Now with Oracle Database 11G, we can implement Active DataGuard. In a nutshell, Active DataGuard is a physical standby database, but data can be synchronized with a primary database in real time. With Active DataGuard, reports can truly be offloaded to a standby database and be guaranteed that the data is in sync with a primary database.
That's an excellent point there, Charles. So what's the feedback you're getting from organizations that have upgraded to Oracle Database 11G and now using Oracle Active DataGuard?
We all felt that Active DataGuard was such an important feature that we dedicated an entire chapter to it. I had one client who wanted to use Active DataGuard for all their databases that had performance issues. It can eliminate an organization's need to scale their database servers if their performance bottleneck happens to be poor running reports. Prior to Active DataGuard, we created reporting database environments using Logical Standby or Oracle Streams. I hate to say it, they are great products, but lag time and data type incompatibility issues often make it difficult to manage. Active Data Guard, on the other hand, because it is a physical standby, does not have any data type restrictions, and most importantly, can keep up real time with a primary database. With the advancement of technology such as TengiYi and InfiniBand, I believe that Active Data Guard solutions will be more and more adopted over the years.
And would you agree that it's important for organizations to look at the bigger picture and not just disaster recovery?
Absolutely. DataGuard has become a mature product over the past 15 years of evolution. You can trace back DataGuard to Oracle 7 days when we had physical standby with custom scripts to FTP archive logs and manually apply archive logs. And as we discussed before, DataGuard offers the capability to offload production workloads. Snapshot databases can be used to bulletproof your production database from code changes or upgrades that can go terribly wrong. And using DataGuard for rolling upgrades or migrations to ASM are technological challenges that DBAs often don't think about. In other words, it fits an overall maximum availability architecture and helps organizations reduce planned and unplanned downtime.
Now, you have also authored books on Oracle Database 11G new features and Linux for Oracle DBAs. So what's up next on your horizon?
Well, first, I am actually planning on writing an iPhone app with a colleague of mine in Houston who has an ERP business called HSys Corp. We want to start with something simple like a rack reference app and then write a more complex application once we get a better understanding of the iPhone SDK. Of course, I'll continue to blog at my blog site, blog.dbexpert.com, and you can definitely count on more presentations and white papers from me this year. As far as writing another book, I'm actually starting conversations on some ideas, and we'll just have to see where these lead to.
This all sounds very interesting. We'll certainly want to learn more in the not-too-distant future. Charles, we're delighted you could join us today, and great job on your new handbook. To learn more about Oracle Database 11G and Active Data Guard, just go to oracle.com/database. Thanks for listening.